This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri held consultations with his Bhutanese counterpart Om Pema Chodron in New Delhi. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said both sides reviewed the full spectrum of bilateral engagements and noted the progress achieved in all key areas of cooperation. During the visit, an intergovernmental MOU for the establishment of railway links between India and Bhutan was signed. The MOU envisages establishment of first set of cross-border rail links connecting Kokrajhar and Gelepu and Banerhat and Samse. These projects are part of broader efforts to enhance connectivity between the two countries and will strengthen economic and people-to-people linkages. Besides, they welcomed the successful commissioning of all six units of 1,020-megawatt Punatsangchu 2 hydropower project, which is a major milestone in the realization of India-Bhutan joint vision on energy partnership. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Canadian Foreign Minister Anita Anand in New York today, marking a significant step in rebuilding ties between the two countries. Jaishankar welcomed the recent appointment of High Commissioners, describing it as a welcome step in strengthening diplomatic relations. This meeting is part of Jaishankar's high-level engagements at the 80th United Nations General Assembly, where he has been actively participating in multilateral and bilateral meetings. Canada has listed the Bishnoi Gang as a terrorist entity under the Criminal Code. The terrorist listing of Bishnoi Gang means anything owned by the group in Canada, including property, vehicles and money, can be frozen or seized by the Canadian law enforcement to prosecute terrorist offences, including those related to financing, travel and recruitment. The Canadian Minister of Public Safety, Gary Anasangari, said that specific communities have been targeted for terror, violence and intimidation by the Bishnoi Gang. The High Commission of India has strongly condemned the vandalism of Mahatma Gandhi's statue at Tavistock Square in London just days before the annual Gandhi Jayanti celebrations are scheduled to be held at the site on 2nd of October. The Indian Mission said it has reported the desecration to the local authorities, even as its officials are at the site to coordinate the restoration of the monument to its original state. Gandhi Jayanti, designated as International Day of Nonviolence by the United Nations, is commemorated with floral tributes and Gandhiji's favourite bhajans at the monument in London annually on October 2. The bronze statue, created with the backing of the India League, was unveiled in 1968 at the square. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh felicitated ex-servicemen for their contribution in nation-building even after retirement from the service. Speaking at the first national conclave on the theme of Viksit Bharat and ex-servicemen welfare in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Singh said that ex-servicemen are prospering not only on the border, but also the next generation of the country through their spirit to serve the nation. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan and Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi also graced the event. Union Minister of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying Rajiv Ranjan Singh has said that the livestock sector has recorded a compound annual growth of more than 12% in the recent years. He added that this contributes 31% to agricultural gross value added and over 5% to the national economy. Mr. Singh said this while addressing the second Global Conference on Sustainable Livestock Transformation at the Food and Agriculture Organization in Rome, Italy. Mr. Singh highlighted that India continues to hold the first position in global milk production and contributes nearly a quarter of the world's supply with an annual production of 239 million tons. He further said that India is also the second largest producer of eggs and the leading exporter of buffalo meat. England seam bowling all-rounder Chris Wokes has announced his retirement from international cricket. In a social media post, Wokes announced his decision, saying that it's the right time for him to retire. Having featured in 217 games for England across all formats of the game since his debut in 2011, Wokes took a total of 396 wickets in addition to 3,705 runs with the bat. The all-rounder was a vital member of England's 2019 World Cup winning team, playing a key role with both bat and ball. He also added a T20 World Cup title with England to his name in 2022. And that is the end of this news bulletin.